Good morning. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. Great to see all of you here this morning. Foggy, but it's not raining. Welcome to those of you who are viewing online this morning. Today is Christ the King Sunday. What that means is this is the last Sunday of the church year. Next week is the beginning of Advent. It's also during this time of year that we're preparing for certain things. How many of you are prepared for what's coming on Thursday? We're all set? Peggy, I knew you'd raise your hand. Anybody not prepared for Thursday? I'll raise my hand. We're preparing for Christmas, and we know the date in which Christmas is coming, December 25th. I won't ask who's prepared for that. I know there are a few people that are totally prepared for that. You know what helps when we're preparing for dates that are ahead is knowing the date. Thanksgiving, you know it's going to be on the Thursday. Christmas, you know it's going to be on December 25th. Christ the King Sunday is kind of an unusual Sunday in this sense. We know that something is coming. Jesus is going to come again and usher in eternity forever. But here's the thing, we don't know the date. Isn't that hard, preparing for something but not knowing the date? That's why Jesus in our gospel is going to say, be alert, be on guard. Even though we don't know the date, we need to be preparing and be ready for his second coming. Not with dread and fear, but with hope and anticipation for the great kingdom that he's bringing into the world. So we're going to focus in on that today. There are some announcements to share before we begin. The first is that there's just some great opportunities to be the blessing to other people in our community who are experiencing harder times. The first is the Holiday Cheer Program that's put together by Philomath Community Services. Holiday Cheer Program is the putting together of hygiene kits for those who are in need of those kits. Check out the bulletin this morning. There's a note about that. Also be looking for the newsletter that'll come your way with more information about that too this week. Secondly, we have the Vina Moses tree that we do each year here at Peace. This is the giving of gifts for families in need so that they can celebrate Christmas with their children. We don't have a Christmas tree like we normally would out in the narthex. Instead, the tags are on the side panels to the front doors to the church. This year, we have 60 tags. Vina Moses has a lot of confidence in us, apparently. That number keeps going up and up and up. So if you did one, take a couple. If you did two, maybe consider taking three this year. So those are just great opportunities. Also, the Advent distribution packages are being delivered to our members this weekend. So maybe you got it yesterday. You may get it today. If you don't have an Advent distribution package by Monday, go ahead and call us in the church office, and we want to make sure that you have one of those packages. And then the other item to just flag for preparing for the season ahead, we are going to offer midweek Advent worship services on the Wednesdays of December 1st, December 8th, and December 15th. The order of worship is going to be Holden evening prayer. And the time for the worship on those Wednesday evenings is 7 p.m. Want to make sure to get that out as well. One note about our worship here this morning is that our sermon hymn that's found in your bulletin on page 9, just go ahead and take a look at that real quick. The sermon hymn that you have in your bulletin is You Are My King, and we're not going to be singing that. We're going to sing what is going to be projected up here in front of you. That song is going to be Crown Him with Many Crowns. Now, you can sing You Are My King. It's just, you know, it's probably not going to work so well. So I'll remind you when we get to the sermon hymn in the middle of our worship service. I think that does it for our announcements this morning. Great to see all of you gathered here this morning again. What a blessing it is to share in the worship of our true King, Jesus.